Over 550,000 hysterectomies happen each year in the United States. 90% aren't medically necessary. African American women face the highest rates, longest hospital stays, and greatest risk of death. Behind these stark numbers lie countless stories. Women in their 20s told their ovaries are dead, 30-year-olds facing emergency surgeries for fibroids the size of grapefruits, and generations of women who've learned to accept debilitating pain as normal. This isn't just a healthcare crisis, it's a spiritual emergency. When Queen Afua founded the Heal Thyself Center, she witnessed this epidemic firsthand through desperate phone calls from women whose bodies had become war zones. Her response? A revolutionary healing system rooted in 10,000-year-old Kemetic wisdom that treats the womb not as a disposable organ, but as the sacred center of feminine power, creativity, and spiritual connection. Your womb is a living archive, recording every relationship, trauma, and emotion with remarkable precision. When honored, it becomes a wellspring of creativity and intuition. When ignored or violated, it manifests disease. As your second chakra, the womb governs creativity, inspiration, and emotional flow. Governed by lunar cycles and water elements, it responds to your emotional tides, which explains why chronic stress, toxic relationships, and unprocessed grief manifests as fibroids, cysts, irregular cycles, or infertility. The modern epidemic of reproductive disorders reflects our collective disconnection from natural rhythms, ancestral wisdom, and our own bodies. Environmental toxins, processed diets, chronic stress, and inherited emotional wounds all converge in the womb. True healing cannot be purchased or outsourced. It must be cultivated through conscious, daily practices that reconnect you to your sacred center. Long before modern religions elevated only masculine divinity, ancient Kemites of the Nile Valley honored both mother and father aspects of the divine equally. Their sophisticated civilization, stretching back over 10,000 years, understood NTR as the one creator expressing through many divine attributes. Their society operated on Maat, principles of harmony, truth, and justice encoded in 42 sacred laws predating the Ten Commandments. These weren't abstract ideals, but practical guidelines woven into architecture, social structures, and daily rituals. Women held profound power as ruling pharaohs, high priestesses leading ceremonies, and healers maintaining community wellness through herbal medicine, energy work, and sound therapy. This reflected a worldview recognizing feminine power as essential to cosmic balance. The Kemites used four elements, water, earth, air, fire, for purification and healing, understanding that physical wellness requires spiritual alignment. Their legacy offers practical tools for contemporary healing, womb meditation techniques, sacred movement practices, herbal protocols, and initiation ceremonies marking life transitions. Reclaiming this heritage means accessing proven wisdom for transformation. Before deeper transformation, establish womb wellness as your foundation. Gateway Zero introduces water as the primary healing element and teaches you to create a sacred altar, your private sanctuary for daily spiritual practice. This is functional technology for consciousness, not decoration. Facing east toward the rising sun, your altar becomes the focal point where you commune with divine guidance, perform libation offerings to the Cosmic Mother, and conduct anointing rituals honoring your womb's power. Daily spiritual observances begin with frankincense baths at dawn, washing away energetic debris, necessities for maintaining spiritual hygiene in a toxic world. The womb, as your second energy center, governs creativity, relationships, and emotional flow. When damaged through bleeding disorders, infections, surgery, sexual trauma, or chronic stress, your entire life force becomes compromised. Ancient African guardians appear at designated hours. Neptet greets you between 4 to 6 a.m., Ost reflects through midday's light, Het-Hru appears with the setting sun, and Mother Nut watches over nighttime. These frameworks help you understand time as sacred and cyclical rather than linear and mechanical. Your womb communicates through physical sensations, emotions, and intuitive knowing. Yet many women have become disconnected from this vital center. The Sacred Womb Journal bridges this gap through introspective writing and meditation. Place your hands over your womb, breathe deeply, and create space for several minutes daily. Initially, you might feel nothing. That's normal after years of disconnection. With consistent practice, the womb's voice emerges as subtle warmth, emotional releases, or clear intuitive guidance. This isn't imagination. It's reclaiming your birthright of body wisdom. Like Langston Hughes's poem about dreams deferred, suppressed womb wisdom can dry up, fester, or explode into disease. Healing requires courage to journey into womb memories and face past traumas, personal, ancestral, or collective. The Sacred Womb Circle provides essential support, a protected space where women share their womb stories without judgment. In these circles, women discover they're not alone, learn practical healing tools like breathing techniques and movement practices, and experience the profound medicine of being witnessed in their vulnerability. After 25 years on the natural living path, Queen Afua discovered that toxic lifestyles directly feed tumors in the womb and breasts. Switching to a plant-based diet with limited starches can prevent and reverse these growths. Foods like mango, papaya, coconut water, ginger, and leafy greens make wombs supreme, while dairy, eggs, and flesh feed tumors. Fibroids and cysts are solidified mucus from years of consuming white flour, white rice, potatoes, and animal products. The connection between colon and womb health is direct. With 3 daily meals but only 1 bowel movement, 14 meals back up in your colon, pressing toxic waste against the womb. Queen Afua offers 25 natural rejuvenation techniques, including healing drinks, therapeutic baths, herbal douches, clay packs, and massage methods. Beyond Gateway Zero, 9 additional gateways guide complete transformation. Sacred Words eliminates destructive speech. Sacred Foods transforms your kitchen into a healing laboratory. Sacred Movement revitalizes through the womb dance. Sacred Beauty reconnects to ancient African traditions. Sacred Space elevates housekeeping to spiritual discipline. Sacred Healing empowers self-reliance. Sacred Relationships eliminates toxic connections. Sacred Union creates balanced partnerships. Finally, Sacred Lotus Initiation represents spiritual illumination, like the lotus emerging from mud into perfection, transforming challenges into growth. Reclaiming your womb as sacred is rebellion against systems profiting from your disconnection. When you heal your womb, you heal your bloodline and community. As Lady Prima writes, "Heal a woman, heal a nation." The Sacred Woman journey culminates in the Nefer Atum rebirthing ceremony, an elaborate graduation ritual where you pass through a birth canal formed by divine spiritual midwives while being crowned with the sacred spirit of each gateway. This marks your rebirth as someone who has reclaimed divine feminine power and healed generational wounds. But the ceremony isn't the destination. It's the beginning of your work as a healing presence. Queen Afua reminds us, "There is a sacred part of me that no one can take away. Where is she? Go within. She's there." This recognition of inner divinity represents unshakable sacred peace within every woman. Your womb is the gateway through which new life enters this world, the vessel holding humanity's future. When you honor it as sacred, you participate in transforming consciousness itself. Begin today. Place your hands over your womb, breathe deeply, and whisper the truth your ancestors knew. You are sacred, you are powerful, you are whole.